You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, my cherished ducklings. I'm Perry Lyons. This is Moonstruck TV and A1R Radio. I'm so glad you're here. I'm this New York City celebrity psychic. I'm not sure if that means New York City is a celebrity, I'm a celebrity, you're a celebrity, whatever. But I do work with famous people, but honestly, they're just like us, except much, much better looking and much more insecure. Amazing. People think that being massively rich will make you happy. And I'd like to say that it would make me massively happy, but I mean, money can't buy happiness, but it can rent it fairly effectively. Where was I going with this? Hi. So if you're watching this tonight, if this finds you, and you know, when people say this in like YouTube, if this finds you, it's like, it makes me nervous. Like, has it been following me? But if this finds you, it probably means that you're in a moment where your nervous, autonomic nervous system is kind of adjusting to new reality. You have been under so much stress for so long, for whatever reason, that what might feel like danger to you is actually unfamiliar happiness. Happiness is a language that you've been in survival mode for so long. And bless you, my dear, you're so strong and brave and cute, and that color looks great on you. That you sort of lost sight of the fact that happiness is not only possible, kind of your birthright. I know, easy for me to say, right? But so stick around. We're going to explain that a little more. And I'm going to do the psychic tarot weather. Psychic tarot weather is just like regular weather, except less damaging to crops. And I'm going to pick three cards. First card is for the beginning of this week. That's today. It'll last for the next couple of days. Second card is the weekend. And the third card is like Monday, Tuesday. And that brings us back to next Wednesday, when it all starts again. And inevitably, brief moment of heat-induced panic. I'm actually going to do this with real tarot cards, but I made these today because I'm going to start selling them on my website. They're 3/4 inch tall. And these are, can you see these little teeny tarot cards? By the way, I've been doing art all day, so do not judge my nails. Okay, there we go. Can you see that? There we go. That's, what is that? So, okay, I just want to show you this one. I'm so proud of these. Anyway, so that's like, what is that? That's the Emperor card. Okay. Oh, unlike most psychics who very reverently keep their tarot cards. Oh, hi, Joni. I'll be there in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail. I'm just going to do the psychic tarot weather. It'll take 39 and a half seconds. Are you down?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you, Levy. Okay. While you're getting ready, actually, everybody should do this. Take a vagus nerve breath, which is where you, that's vagus as in V-A-G-U-S, which is the nerve that when stimulated regulates our central nervous system, as opposed to the vagus V-A-G-A-S nerve, which when stimulated has you wake up in a hotel room in a Nevada city, surrounded by 12 unconscious sex workers, 34,000 bottles of empty liquor, and wondering where the last decade of your life went. But enough about my personal life. Okay. So we're going to do these now. So here's the vagus nerve breath. You go like this. And then take another breath on top of that. Like that. Hold it like 4 or 6. And then blow out like this. which is immensely relaxing. And also, if you happen to have any 3 to 5 year olds around, very amusing for them. Do that 3 times. First card. I love this card. First card for the first couple of days of this week. It's the Sun card. I love this card. It's a naked baby on a horse, and there's a big sun, and there's a purple scarf involved. And you don't actually have to have a naked baby on a horse. What this card means is a kind of happiness, and we're going to return to the theme of tonight's show, a kind of happiness that you've forgotten was possible. When I pull this card for clients, which is not very often, or for myself, it often is the beginning, like starting tomorrow, of a kind of happiness that you've either never experienced to this extent before, or experienced has been, you've forgotten because you've been working so hard to be a grown-up. I didn't ask to be a grown-up, did you? So it's a great card. It's kind of a, it's a wonderful happiness card. No strings attached, just happiness. Where are we going with this? Oh, got the King of Wands next. King of Wands. There, can you see it? It's redhead. Wands is fire. So King of Wands is either fire sign, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, or it's a man who has fire sign qualities. So he's kind of outgoing and problem solving and probably acts first and thinks sometimes tragically 5 minutes later, but they're very charming. They're very kind of, let's do this. So I feel like that's actually what it is. It could also be you activating, whether you're a man or a woman or other or a llama, whatever, activating this part of yourself. So almost done, Joni. I love the name Joni. Are you named after Joni Mitchell?
No.
Right. I love, God, she was so great. Okay. I've totally forgotten what I was doing. Oh, fabulous. Three of Water cards. It's like the Three of Cups. It's a celebration card. You might be going to a wedding. You might be going to an engagement party. You might be getting engaged. Actually, it's a very strong card for that. And that kind of feels right to me. Although it's June, so you probably will be going to a wedding. You know what? I'm feeling like you're going to be celebrating. If you're a woman, celebrating with woman friends, it's something celebratory that brings the community together, makes you happy, and there's free food. Okay. Hi, Joni. Thanks for waiting. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good now. I have every Joni Mitchell song ever going through my mind. Wish I was a river I could skate away on. Hi, baby. So when's your birthday? I like to connect to people through their birthdays. I love your energy. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
March 25th, 1980.
Oh, I have shoes older than you. Yeah, March babies. I'm one too. But, and you're an Aries.
Yep.
This is going to be an interesting couple of years for you because Saturn just went into Aries. And when Saturn goes into our sun sign, it's there to teach us stuff that we really don't feel like learning at this time. Thank you very freaking much. I just had 3.5 years of Saturn in Pisces, and I only emerged from a fetal position under my couch about 30 seconds ago. But you're going to be fine.
Right.
Aries can do anything. Actually, I have a really good feeling about what's coming up for you. So what is your question? Because I can feel that there's a question at the top of your mind that you're a little shy about asking, but don't worry because the people you're thinking might hear it are not listening. They're in bed or playing tennis or whatever it is people do. So
I guess I'm not quite sure if it's a question, but just maybe some guidance or something like that.
I'm sorry, what was that? Say it again.
For some guidance?
Oh, absolutely, darling. It's a dragon. So I'm like, wow. Maybe I should try that. Yes, I'd love to give you guidance. In what particular, gotta help me along a little. What particular area?
Well, I've just been struggling, you know, like mentally with a few different things. You know, my baby boy, he graduates this year. And so next month on the 15th, it'll be 3 years that my husband, his dad has passed away. So
I'm sorry.
Just been.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he just appeared. Does your son look, by the way,
I don't know how your son can be graduating high school or college.
High school.
I don't know how that can be happening. Wasn't he just 3 last week? I mean,
yeah, for real.
He is cute. I love your son. Does he look a lot like your late husband?
Yes.
Or sort of like Cap? Yeah. Okay. Very much in
that's
that
little mini me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He's cute. I'm sorry. I'm not hitting on him. I'm old enough to be his cousin. Oh, you did a great job with him. And I'm so sorry you went through all that, Swinny.
Yeah. Yeah, we had 2 boys together. Our other son graduated 2 years ago. So wow. I've like had to do all this, you know, without him. And yeah.
Oh,
I know
my
it's hard
God.
On them and it's hard on me. So
I think single mothers should be given a medal every single day. I really do.
Right.
Oh my gosh. But you did a great job. You're such a non-narcissist. What?
They're pretty good boys.
Yeah, they are. They're successful kids. I think their teenagehoods have been much less traumatic than most.
Right.
They really feel they can talk to you. They really do. Yes. And they're honest and they have good characters. Man, if I was 30 years younger, I'd be over there like a duck in a June bug.
Yeah, the girls like them.
Now, if it feels like there's... there's a romantic energy to it, but it's like in and out. God, sorry, excuse the expression. I was just wrong. Is there somebody that you've been sort of off and on involved with? I'm trying to pick up on your romantic stuff. Yeah. Yes?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. No? Yes. Yes? No. Okay.
Yes.
here's the thing. I'm a very good judge of character, except in dating. Mm-hmm. but that makes me an actual person. You're underestimating your own value. You are fabulous. And I don't say that to every girl. I'm not a compliment slut. You really are. You're great. I can't see you with my eyes, but I can see you with my remote viewing. You're very attractive. Very attractive. And you're very charismatic and alive, and you're kind and generous and smart.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's you or him that wants space unconsciously. Which one? Do you think it's you that wants a little unconscious space? Oh, we've got 60 seconds.
Well, you know, he's actually in prison right now. So,
I'm sorry.
It's been a roller coaster ride. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster
ride. I'm a very sort of liberal and Pisces and all that stuff, but I think you should look elsewhere because I'm sorry he's in prison, but I think you are so wonderful. And I see somebody coming towards you who will support you financially, emotionally. Financially is nice. I keep dating musicians, so that doesn't happen to me, but financially, emotionally, and spiritually. I've got about 30 seconds. I'm going to talk really fast, but I'm good at that because I'm a New Yorker. Do you go to like church or anything like that? Do you have any kind of spiritual thing you go to? Community?
Church, yes. Church, yeah.
I think that's where you're going to meet him. I'm not saying be an awful person and leave your... I mean, you're still friends, but I want you to have a life. Only one of you should be in prison. And... you're just wonderful.
Right.
I've only got 15 seconds, so I'm going to say you have a really good... The next 18 months, despite Saturn and Aries, are going to be the best in your life. Like, best. Your boys are going to do great. My name is Perry, P-E-R-I-L-Y-O-N-S. Get in touch with me on Facebook. I'll give you another couple minutes because you're awesome and I want to support you.